بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Today we look at one hadith from the chapter of Salatul Hajat and the dua for Hajat. Hajat means a person is in a certain predicament, problem, difficulty. He has a certain desperate need. And now he needs to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the best way and method of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is mentioned here that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Ali, ala u'allimuka du'an idha asabaka ghammun wa hammun tad'u bihi rabbak fa yustajabu laka bi idhnillah wa yufarraju anka. O Ali radiyallahu anhu, shouldn't I teach you a dua that when any grief or worry or depression afflicts you, then you should make dua using these words and call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your dua will be answered with the permission of Allah, and your difficulty will be removed. So, tawadda wa salli rak'atin. Firstly, make a fresh wudu, perform two rakats of salah. Wahmadillah, and then praise Allah ta'ala, wa athni alayhi, and you should extol the praises of Allah, wa salli ala nabiyik. Recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِنَفْسِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Seek forgiveness for yourself, for the believing men and women. And then you should read those dua. There are many duas here. I have just chosen one hadith. But there are many, many such duas. Ulama tell us that with the Hizbul Azam and Munajat al-Maqbool. So these duas will appear there. By reading these du'as, inshallah, we will attract Allah Ta'ala's special mercies, special help. But what we learn from this, two things before we read the du'a, is number one, when we have a need, turn to Allah in salah. Turn to salah and place our needs in front of Allah. We might not know the du'a, we might not have memorized the du'a, but Allah Ta'ala loves that a person turns to Him. Secondly, when making du'a, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us the etiquette of du'a. Praise Allah Ta'ala and extend great praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do it in Arabic, but sometimes we need to do it in English, because then it has more of a meaning to us. So, you see, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma anta rabbi, O Allah, you are my Lord. So a person can talk to Allah. Khalaqtani, you created me. Ana abduk, I am your slave. So a person says that few times and he becomes emotional. Because then it dawns upon him that I am so much in need of Allah. Allah, I need you. You took care of me throughout my life. So a person talks to Allah. So praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then istighfar. So this is how the dua, the sequence of the dua should be. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, read this dua. Allahumma anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. Wallah, you will decide between your servants in matters that they differed in. La ilaha illallah al-aliyyul azim. There is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, the most great. La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem, the most tolerant and the most honorable. Subhanallah, Rabbis samawati sab'i wa Rabbil arshil azim. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the mighty throne. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib al-da'watil, mudtarreen idha da'auka, rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma, farhamni fi hajati hadhihi, لقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنين بها رحمة من سواك. In other words, the person is saying in summary, he's saying, Oh Allah, you are the one that removes grief and removes worry. You are the one that answers the dua of the desperate one, the one that is desperately in need when they call on to you. You are the Rahman, the most merciful one of the dunya and the most merciful one of the akhirah. Rahman and Rahim, both words are used, both names of Allah Ta'ala. Farhamni fi hajati. So Allah, I ask of you to extend your mercy to me in this need of mine by fulfilling it for me and granting me your mercy and success. Tughnini biha rahmati man siwak. Such mercy you should bless me with that will suffice me from any other mercy. So what a beautiful dua to make. As I said, It's nice, it's excellent if we know the dua. If we don't know it, then we use our words, but Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. And if we turn to Him, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely see us favorably, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will respond. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.